AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Authorities in Washington State are searching for whoever is responsible for a deadly mall shooting Friday night. State Patrol Sergeant Mark Francis.
This all happened just before 7 o'clock tonight. Last description on the shooter was that he was leaving from the mall, heading west towards I-5. He was described as a Hispanic male wearing gray.
Authorities say three people are dead, one critically injured. It happened at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, and that's north of Seattle. For a fourth night, there were protests in Charlotte, North Carolina, over the deadly shooting of a black man by a police officer. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Captain Mike Campagna says that there were no problems when he was there during Friday night's march.
Everything's going great. You know, they're marching and chanting. That's great. We support expression of their First Amendment rights.
Demonstrators gathered at a park and then marched into the business district. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, hundreds marched in an NAACP protest against police shootings. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he will vote for Donald Trump.
After bad-mouthing Trump for months and refusing to endorse him at the GOP convention, Cruz says in a lengthy Facebook post that he will honor his commitment and vote for the GOP nominee. Cruz said he made the decision after what he called months of careful consideration, prayer, and searching his conscience, while acknowledging he's had areas of significant disagreement with Trump. Cruz calls Hillary Clinton wholly unacceptable, manifestly unfit to be president, and says her policies would have, quote, devastating results for the country. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Bermuda is being buffeted by Tropical Storm Carl. It's passing just southeast of the Atlantic Ocean island. This is AP Radio News. Marriott Hotels leapfrog over Hilton with its purchase of the Starwood Group.
With the completion of its $13 billion purchase of Starwood Group, Marriott has 30 hotel brands. One out of every 15 hotel rooms in the world is a Marriott brand. CEO Arne Sorensen says this is a great time to be in the hotel business, in part because of a growing middle class around the world.
You've got this new group of hundreds of millions of people who want to see the places that they've read about.
The merger combines Marriott's Courtyard and Ritz-Carlton, among others, with Starwood's Sheraton, W, and St. Regis. Sorensen says one of the last details of the merger was syncing up the two companies' rewards programs. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Federal Reserve wants new limits on big banks' activities in physical commodities businesses. The goal would be to reduce financial risks from volatile trading and transport of sensitive materials. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.